Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need scum now, more than ever.
This is Buck the Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupting.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Thank you.
got a new set of rules and I'm coming back to you. Whoa, I never thought anything could taste so sweet, yeah. I don't wanna die or burn that string, no. Whoa, I never thought anything could taste so sweet, yeah. Some mother came up to me, and you know what he said to me. Brother, don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't you know that all this town and all these streets, they belong to me. So I tossed him a dollar and I kept on walking. Whoa, I never thought anything could taste so sweet, yeah.
Forgot how good that track is. Luke Seamop. He is from Melbourne, or I think he's actually from Mitcham, somewhere out that way in the northeast. But he put out a bit of an EP in 2018 called Burnett Street. It was a bit of a ska rock opera. Track one is called First Blood. Oh, what a tune. What a tune that is. And like I said, I had kind of forgotten it. I was going through some old USBs and there it was. And I'm thinking, I'm going to play that because it's such a good tune. Not quite sure what's happening to Luke nowadays, but he is in the annals of Melbourne ska history because First Blood, Burnett Street Part 1, First Blood, is an absolute banger. I'm more than happy to play it. Now, on Biffy Ska Club, each and every week, we are committed to playing a First Nations band. And I got a message in the week from Tim in Sydney. In fact, he's in Blacktown. So thank you, Tim, for getting in touch. He said, Beefy, I came across your show about 6 months ago. I have been listening like there's no tomorrow. I love what you do for ska in Australia. Thank you very much, Tim. I do appreciate it. He says, however, I think you have overlooked one of the more seminal First Nations bands so far because you have been playing all these bands from the Northern Territory and Western Australia, but there is one band that you haven't played, and I think you should. So Tim suggested I played Coloured Stone. And yes, looking into Coloured Stone, I have overlooked those guys by quite some margin. They have been around since about 1983, from what I can work out. Definitely blended rock, reggae, country, ska, funk, and disco. That's a bloody concoction for you. Now, I have taken the time to listen to quite, in fact, I'm going to tell you now, I've listened to all their albums over the past week since I got this email. There are some ska in there. We played a track called No More Boomerang off Island of Greed. Now, Island of Greed, the first couple of tracks on that album actually has a horn section, which is why I played that No More Boomerang. There is definitely some ska influences on these tracks. In fact, they kind of went away from their core sound. A lot of it is what I'm going to call Sydney pub rock, all right? Quite a bit of it, but there is quite a bit of reggae, there's quite a bit of ska, and they seemed to go into a ballad phase as well, which is great for First Nations band, a bit of acoustic stuff going on. I have no idea, and I really do need to do more research on this, how the Indigenous population of Australia came across a reggae sound and made it their own or made it a little bit different. And as we know, all the bands I've played in the past 6 to 8 months have a kind kind of ska feel to it. So I'd love to, I need to interview Bart Willoughby or some of the Yothu Yindi or even some of the Coloured Stone guys and find out where they got their sound from, because it's still intriguing to me that they wouldn't have. Look, I'm being very, very generalist, right? I'm just not sure how the remote indigenous communities heard reggae, especially in the 60s and 70s. It doesn't kind of compute to me how they would have come across it and how they developed their own sound. I would love to know. I'm probably being very, very ignorant of what went on. I can only say that it must have been Bob Marley, because I'm not too sure. I don't think Desmond Dekker or Prince Buster would have been on the airwaves in Australia in the 70s. I'm just not sure. Anyway, Jimmy Cliff, possibly. It's weird, isn't it? It just is weird. Anyway, I'd just love to find out more. Coloured Stone, thank you, Tim. Thank you for mentioning it. I'm going to be honest, I hadn't even come across them when I've been doing my research, mainly because they were probably a bigger band. Like, I don't come across Yothu Yindi. I don't come across Coloured Stone. You very rarely come across No Fixed Address either when I'm searching for the very, very niche stuff from Western Australia and the Northern Territory. So that's probably why. And like I said, I do apologize. I have overlooked these guys. They were big, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 albums, loads of singles, a couple of compilations in there as well, featured on many, many TV shows. A lot of pride in environment, cultural heritage, justice for Aboriginal people as well. So I am more than happy to add them to Biffy Ska Club Indigenous Bands Hall of Fame. We will keep playing Indigenous bands each and every week on Biffy Ska Club. It is vitally important that we do. It is vitally important that we can spread the word and discover new and different bands. Thank you for getting in touch. If you have any suggestions, and I do make the call each and every week about First Nations bands, Indigenous red dirt reggae bands, Indigenous roots rock, whatever we call it, if it's got a ska-y feel, I am more than happy to play it. All right, so thank you, Tim. I really do appreciate it. Also, Tim has suggested a New Zealand band as well. So this got even better. Tim said, Beefy, why haven't you played Salmonella Dub? And I thought, we're talking about New Zealand bands, by the way. I have a commitment to playing Indigenous bands each and every week. I also have a commitment to playing New Zealand bands each and every week because the media in New Zealand don't give any ska bands love over there, so I've got to do it for them. We have kind of moved into this ska reggae feel in New Zealand, and that's probably why I haven't played Salmonella Dub. They're more, the clue's in the title, isn't it? Salmonella Dub. What we're going to do, we're going to play one of their tracks, and then I'm going to link it up to an Australian track as well. So thank you, Tim, for suggesting Salmonella Dub. I've had to listen to some of their albums as well this week because of your message. So thank you for pointing out Coloured Stone. Thank you for pointing out Salmonella Dub. There is a few more suggestions that we'll keep between me and you, all right? But thank you for listening. Thank you for the kind words about the show. I really, really do appreciate it. And if more people want to congratulate me for my hard work, I would. Oh, man, I do it for your listening pleasure. I really, really do. All right, let's go to New Zealand right now. On Tim's advice, Salmonella Dub put out an album a few years ago. In fact, when was this? 2001. Called Dub Plates. This isn't ska. Well, it gets going into ska a bit later on, but this is Lose Your Ways. Thanks, Tim. Thank you for listening. I really, really do appreciate it.
Won't settle for second best. I won't take nothing no less than you.
Girl, it's got to be you.
I've been away for 6 months on. When today I'm coming home to you.
Girl, it's got to be you.
And every time I see your grace, a warm smile spreads across my face. And then you look at me and say, oh, I love your ways. first saw you across the way. Now I think about you night and day. Girl, it's got to be you. I love the way you let me go. To see the world and bring it home to you. Girl, it's got to be you. And every time I see your grace, a warm smile spreads across my face. And then you look at me and say, oh, I love your ways. Love your ways. Love your ways. She said, I love your.
Other Porkers Waiting For Us, which was famously on the Porkers versus Salmonella Dub EP. I think Salmonella Dub remixed a load of Porkers tunes as well. Came out in 2001 for the Porkers. It was also on, well, the Waiting For Us album version was off Time Will Tell. Before that, the aforementioned Salmonella Dub from Christchurch in New Zealand, Love Your Ways, off their Dub Plates album, again from 2001. Off the suggestion of Tim in Sydney, who also suggested that I look into Coloured Stone for my feature on Indigenous bands. So, Indigenous in Australia and my feature on New Zealand ska and reggae dub bands. Thank you for helping me out, Tim, this week. I really appreciate it. And you never know, I might just get in touch with you about joining the Biffy Ska Club request team. Yes, it is time for the requesting. We have an intrepid band of 5 volunteers who each and every week suggest tracks that I should be playing on my show, which helps with just doing things a little bit differently, because on the whole, I get to choose all the music. Now, when people like Tim and Mark Hardio, Jono up in Wollongong, Mel Lee in Taupo, New Zealand, lovely Jen and Millwall Paul, who are both overseas right now and still requesting tracks, we will find out what they have requested, because it is time for the request team. We are going to start with a bit of lovely Jen, and she wanted to hear the Real Big Fish Duran Duran cover. Why not? 2025, it is the year of the ska cover. This is Hungry Like the Wolf.
All right.
Dark in the city and the night is a wire. Steam in the subway and the earth is on fire. Oh yeah. Woman, you want me, so give me a sign. I'll catch my breath, I'm even closer. Please. I smell like a sound, I'm lost in the crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf. I stand on the line, it's corner and ride. I'm an alright, not after you. My mouth is alive with juices like wine, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Stuck in the forest and it's too close to hide. I'll be upon you on the moon. Rise. On your skin, it's so tight. I feel my heat in just a moment. In touch with the ground, I'm on a hunt, I'm after you. I smell like a sound, I'm lost in the crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf. The sound of the line is corner and run. How do I know I'm after you? My mouth is alive with juices like wine, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
Hungry like the wolf.
Can't you believe how hungry I am?
Hungry like the wolf.
Give it to me in my mouth.
Hungry like the wolf.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. In touch with the ground. I'm on a hunt, I'm after you. I smell like a sound, I'm lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like the wolf. I struggle to lie, it's recorded at night. I have an alarm, I'm after you. My mouth is alive with juices like wine. I'm hungry like the wolf. No, I'm hungry.
the circus man. When Eddie was leaving the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. New old tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow. She took the crowd by storm. The elephant, the donkey, 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 the donkey
tune that is. Drink With Me, Dope Times from Sao Paulo, Brazil. That is Jono's Juggernaut for this week from Dope Times, Where Ghosts Remain Outside. They've done two albums so far. The second one, Where Ghosts Remain Outside, came out in 2023. Life is a Mess was in 2020. Great choice, Jono. Nice one. Like that. What else we hear? Millwall Paul's Magic Memory, The Toy Dolls from Sunderland, their 1984 legendary hit, Nelly Elephant, Back to Jungle, Jungle, the Jungle. The album, what was the album called? Dig That Groove, Baby. I went for a live version of Nelly the Elephant, as you should with punk bands. The Toy Dolls, they're still dining out on that track, and so they should. And we kicked the first part of Beefy Ska Club Request Team. Lovely Jen, Real Big Fish there. Duran Duran cover, Hungry Like the Wolf. I didn't quite realise that Hungry Like the Wolf is only like available on the Best of Us for the Rest of Us, like ultra deluxe version. It doesn't appear on any of their releases at all. That's how special it is, but it's very good version. Love it. Real Big Fish. Can't go past Real Big Fish. We play them a lot because they're a bloody good band. Three-fifths of the request team already done. We have set the bar high. We really have. We're going to go to New Zealand right now. A band that used to be called Chewing on Tinfoil. They're from Dublin in Ireland. And Mel Lee has chosen the title track off their 2010 EP, Shaving. He had a lot to choose from with Chewy, as they're now known. They kind of disowned the ska moniker as well. They just want to be a punk band. It's okay. We'll welcome you back when you want to come back to the good side. If you want to go out on the dark side over there in Dublin, Ireland, then so be it. Anyway, this is a cracker of a tune. It is called Shaving. It is the title track of a little EP they put out in 2010. Yeah, well done, Beef. It's late in Melbourne. It really is. This is Chewing on Tinfoil, or as they're now known, Chewy.
And I've been dragging razor blades over my face for about 10 years straight, from the week I turned 13. Well, yesterday I turned 23. Dad used to joke that he could shave with a knife. Never seen a cut on his face in all of my life. I hope my skin thickens into the man I want to be. You don't end up there as your first friend. What I'm a drunk news presenter for my TV.
Different, isn't it? Hario's hit for this week is Patrice out of Germany. He's actually from Kirpen in North Rhine-Westphalia. Real name, Patrice Babatunde Bart Williams. I'm pretty sure there used to be some footballer, what was he called? Chris Bart Williams was playing for Sheffield Wednesday. I think he played for England, Notts Forest. I think he had a brother as well. There was another Bart Williams. It's got to be related. There can't be too many Bart Williams kicking about, could there? Anyway, Patrice, Afro-German singer-songwriter. In fact, incredibly, happy birthday, Patrice. Yes. Happy birthday. It's his birthday today. What a coincidence that is. 1979. So what's that? 46. Happy birthday, Patrice. He's also the owner of Suppo Studios. 9 albums. What did we just hear? We heard Soulstorm off his Nile album, 2005. So happy birthday, Patrice. And thank you to the OG himself, Mark Hario, for suggesting Patrice and Soulstorm. Very, very different. But that's why we have a request team, to bring in the diversity, the difference, the things that I would never think of playing. Before that, Mel Lee from Taupo in New Zealand chose Chewy, or their former name, Chewing on Tinfoil, out of Dublin in Ireland. The title track off the Shaving EP from 2010. Shaving. Great tune. Could have played loads more Chewing on Tin Foil. What a band. What a band they were. And decided to go a more a punk route instead of a bit of ska. Anyway, thank you to the request team. Thank you for doing that. We really, really do appreciate it. It is time to bring it on home. I'm going to bring it on home with some absolute gold because on this day, or in fact, 2 days ago, the greatest song ever got to number one in the UK charts in 1981. The band are called The Specials. This is Ghost Town.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Love.
Let's make a fake, his flame is in this game for the money and for the fame. I spend a grand, he's on and then we on. Steals the credit, then he's gone. He's the man with the plan at first to see him helpful. Make sure that you're on the hook. He's so bullable and he's showable. So strings to make things go his way. Here everything will go his way.
The monkey business.
The monkey business is nothing new.
The monkey business.
And he will do on the dance with you. The monkey boogie is nothing new.
The monkey
beat. And if the tune that dance to you and that dance with you. Yeah, humble, mumble, stumble, don't think so. That is not the way to go. Connect correctly.
bit of Toots and the Maytel, Sweet and Dandy, off their Sweet and Dandy album, 1969. But why did I play that, Beefy?
Why?
Because a couple of days ago, in 1972, the soundtrack to The Harder They Come, the old Jimmy Cliff film, came out. And that is on the soundtrack. It is hailed as the greatest movie soundtrack of all time, from 1972. It's got "You Can Get It If You Really Want," "Rivers of Babylon," "Many Rivers to Cross," "Sweet and Dandy," "The Harder They Come," "The Harder They Fall," appears twice, quite amazingly. "Johnny Too Bad," "Oh, 7, Desmond Decker's on there. "Toots and the Maytels" doing "Pressure Drop" as well. And then a few other Jimmy Cliff songs. Great album. And that is 53 years old this week. Before that, Mill and Colin out of Sweden, off their 1997 album, Four Monkeys. You just heard "Monkey Boogie," and a track that got to number one in the UK on this day, well, a couple of days ago, in 1981. The greatest, and I mean the greatest song of all time, "Ghost Town" by The Specials. And you heard a bloody awesome live version. All right, that is it for Beefy Ska Club for another week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. Please keep sharing the gospel of ska. It means the world to people. And I'm not just talking about my show, my podcast. I'm talking about everyone that spends time and effort putting radio shows together each and every week, or podcasts, whatever. The least and the best thing you can do for all of us is share the shows, all right? It's free to share. Tell people what you're listening to. Radio is struggling because we don't like ads. We want to choose what we listen to. So podcasting, share the love. Just tell people you're listening to these shows. It would mean the world to everyone, all right? I know this is the world's number one ska radio show because it is bloody awesome and it's hosted by me. I'm just going to let that sink in. So please share the love as best we can. If you want to be part of the show, follow me on Facebook, Beefy Ska Club, Instagram, Beefy Ska Club, Twitter, Ska Nation Radio. Send me a message if you want me to do something different. Get involved. If you want to recommend an indigenous band, a New Zealand band, or want to be part of the request team, just send me a message and I'll get you involved. It'd be my pleasure to listen to you guys. After all, this is your show. It's not mine. I'm just a facilitator. I press buttons and move knobs. If you don't do the job, I have to choose the music. Simple as that. If there's gigs coming up in your area, please buy tickets as early as possible. It is struggle street right now for a lot of venues and a lot of bands, especially lower tier bands. We need to buy tickets. We need to get out of the walk-up mentality. Gigs are getting cancelled due to poor ticket sales, all right? Venues want to know they're going to make money. Promoters want to know they're going to cover their costs. Bands want to play in front of crowds. So if there are gigs coming up, just buy tickets as early as you can. It is as simple as that. In the meantime, please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. My name is Beefy. This is Beefy Ska Club. I'll be back same time, same place, same channel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love, love, love. I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
practice route to Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.